And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Singer Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's only daughter and a dedicated keeper of her father's legacy, died Thursday after being hospitalized for a medical emergency. Her death was confirmed by her mother, Priscilla. Lisa Marie told the Associated Press several years ago she was affected all her career by Elvis's music.
I've been there all my life, so it's not something that I now listen to, and it's different. Although, you know, I might listen closer, or but I've remained consistent on the fact that I've always been an admirer. He's always influenced me.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54 years old. Hundreds of migrants are fleeing Cuba and Haiti by sea to Florida, but most of them are being sent back. We get more on the story from the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Coast Guard says it's returned another 177 Cuban migrants caught off Florida's coast earlier this month back to Cuba. Meanwhile, a group of 25 Haitians who fled the turmoil in their country aboard a sailboat swam ashore near downtown Miami. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've been taken into custody, while others still aboard the boat were being processed by federal officials at sea. That typically means they're returned to their home countries. Increasing numbers of Cuban and Haitian migrants have been attempting the risky Florida State's crossing in recent months. I'm Ben Thomas.
A close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday suggested confiscating property and assets of Russians who discredit the country's armed forces and oppose the war in Ukraine. The Speaker of the Russian Duma said current measures such as fines for those who speak out against what Moscow calls a special military operation in Ukraine were not strict enough. For more news, please join